Welcome to Solo Sailing with Trevor White. And tonight I'm going to talk about single-handed sailing and sleep on the yacht, on the hard. So it's a bit noisy up here on the hard, but some bugs outside making a bit of noise, and the fridge is struggling. Being on the hard, it's a little bit warm. So there's a few ambient noises around, so I apologise for those. But tonight's topic is an important topic. It's how do we get sleep as a single-handed sailor? And it is something that's not discussed that often, so I thought I'd dig deep and discuss it and share my thoughts and how I, well, thoughts and strategies of how I get sleep when I'm single-handed sailing. So it's not always possible to get a full night's sleep when sailing. It's very much a luxury. Getting adequate rest is possible though, and it's crucial for safe and enjoyable single-handed sailing. One of the or strategies I use is a power nap. So I'm going to go into a lot more detail on napping and why I do it. So, unlike conventional crewed yachts where you've got several crew and you're sailing and you can do crew rotations, if you've got an experienced crew, you can rotate through with 3 or 4 hour watches or even longer, and everybody can get a decent amount of sleep. So, solo sailors face unique challenges when it comes to sleep. Often you're in places where you're not going to get enough sleep. You're in shipping lanes, or you're in places where you need to navigate more effectively, and you might be sailing for 24 hours, day and night, for extended periods of time. You still need to get sleep, otherwise you'll just fail to operate. So the strategies for getting that sleep is incredibly important and something that, we all learn eventually. However, it's nice to be given a few tips and the strategies on how to do it efficiently. So I used to work in the Special Forces, so getting adequate sleep was always a challenge, and it's where I developed my own strategies for napping. I could step on a plane or a helicopter and be asleep in a minute, get the 2 minute call, and I would be awake, ready to go, sort out my tools, and I'd be ready for the next job. So I've adopted those strategies and brought them into my sailing environment, and now I'm going to try and relay some of those experiences for you. So listen in. Hopefully there might be a few tips that you can take away for your own single-handed journeys. So with constant vigilance, the responsibility of monitoring a boat, the course, the weather conditions, it all falls on us, the skipper, the solo skipper. For many people, this leads to a lot of anxiety and also difficulty in falling asleep. Particularly those new to solo sailing at the start of a trip, or before you get back into a routine of sailing. Even myself, I still find the first couple of days on a solo journey, I've got to get back into that routine of power napping, and I need to set that routine for myself. So for some people, limited space on a sailboat creates challenges, and that's one of the issues you need to work around. So all sailboats have limited space relative to a conventional home. But on some of the smaller boats, you've got limited sleeping quarters. Finding a comfortable, secure place to rest can be challenging, particularly in rough seas, and especially when you're fully loaded for an extended ocean passage. You've got food everywhere, you've got additional water on board, you've got spare parts. All of these things take up space on your boat, and it can even take up bunks in some cases. So you need to create a safe bunk with goodly boards or goodly cloths. And I go into more detail on that on the website. So if you want to find out what lee boards or lee cloths are and how to efficiently and effectively use them, check out the website. You need to ensure that it's just for sleeping. That's what I believe anyway. It's super comfortable. The bunk needs to be easy to get in of and easy to get out of, also in a hurry. And you need to be able to climb back into it and just drop off back to sleep. You shouldn't have to go through elaborate strategies of changing your bunk every time you want to get a nap in. I often do 20-minute naps in busy shipping lanes. I get out of bed, step straight into my sea boots, then I conduct a visual 360 from the cockpit. So I step up into the cockpit and do a 360, looking at any hazards that are near me. I then check my AIS, my plotter, and my radar. And if I don't find any, visual or plotted threats, I'm comfortable again. I will then reset my alarm. I'll go straight back to bed, for another 20 minutes. So I'm typically setting it for 20 minutes. It depends on the speed of boats moving in the area. And if I'm checking my AS, I can plot what the speeds of the vessels are, and that will tell me how long I can sleep for. So, you know, if you've got a ship that's 20 miles away and it's doing 20 knots, that gives you an indication how long it's going to take before it's there. And typically, you know, it might only take me 5 to 7 minutes once I've stepped out of bed, go upstairs, do a 360 in the cockpit, check all my instruments, check my course that I'm on, make sure that it's still good, the sails are still relevant to the wind. They're not going to become a problem for me. There's no threats or hazards, and I don't need to change course. And then I can go straight back to bed. So 5 to 7 minutes, and back for another 20 minutes sleep. You know, at times I do need to make course corrections, or I may even need to do a sail change. However, I try to set up my sail plan so I need minimal changes during an evening. You know, even if it means reefing early and losing a little bit of boat speed to ensure I'm well rested. I don't want to be getting up and doing sail changes in the middle of the night if I can help it. At times, you always have to, but if I can get away from it and I can just rotate through my power naps, then I prefer that. And even if a passage takes a little, you know, bit extra, you know, a few hours or a day to complete, that's still okay with me. You know, I prefer to be well rested and sail safely than push the boat hard and try and get every knot of speed out of the boat. I prefer to get a good night's sleep and the boat just be cruising along. If I'm losing a knot or two, that's no big deal. The other thing that is a bit of an issue for some people is the motion of the boat. So the boat's constantly rocking, it's moving around. It can disrupt your sleep patterns. It can make it difficult to achieve deep sleep. And typically in the first part of a journey, you know, when you've just got back on the boat, you're getting back into the routine, you know, you're getting used to the motion of the sea. For some solo sailors, it can take several days to get back into the sleep routine. Even myself, if I've started a journey and it's not flat and comfortable, it might take a couple of days to get into that routine. You know, if the sea's knocking me around, I won't sleep that well at night. You know, these are the challenges we face, but you know, they're certainly not insurmountable. By adopting specific strategies and techniques, you can ensure you get rested or well rested and be able to navigate safely, effectively, and get the rest you need. So power napping is the secret weapon against fatigue. It is what I've used for my time in the military. It's what I use when I'm sailing now. And I power nap 24 hours a day when I'm solo sailing. It's a day and night routine. You know, I don't tend to sleep as much during the day, but if I need the rest, I will still power nap throughout the day. You know, you won't get a full night's sleep, or most people don't anyway, but you get short naps, and these can significantly enhance your alertness, your cognitive performance, and it's crucial for making sound decisions while sailing. If you're not well rested and you're tired, you will start making mistakes, and these mistakes are dangerous, and they can lead to catastrophic failure. You know, reduce fatigue. Power naps combat the effects of sleep deprivation. They improve your ability to concentrate and react quickly. You need to have sleep to operate as a solo sailor. It also enhances your mood. You know, short naps have been shown to elevate mood and reduce stress, both important factors for when you're solo sailing. It maintains a positive outlook during a long solo journey. Even if it's 3 or 4 days, but sometimes, you know, we're out there sailing for several weeks or a month between locations, so you need to get into a good routine of getting plenty of sleep. And I believe the key to a successful power napping lies in making a plan and the consistency to follow that plan through. So mastering the power nap, these are my strategies for optimal rest. Set a sleep schedule. So I set up a schedule of when I'm going to sleep, and I try to maintain that schedule as best I can based on the environment that I'm in and what's happening around me. I establish regular napping schedule, even if it means shorter sleep periods than you're accustomed to. The consistency helps regulate your body's sleep-wake cycle. Prepare your sleep environment. You know, I create a dedicated sleeping area on my boat. It's dark, it's as quiet as I can make it, and it's as comfortable as possible. Sometimes I use a sleep mask to block out light and distractions if I need to. You know, and I also power nap during the daylight hours. You know, I use an alarm. So an alarm is essential for power napping solo, and particularly in busy shipping lanes. You know, I avoid the risk of oversleeping, particularly when I'm starting to get tired. I have a reliable alarm. In fact, I have two. Yeah, these wake you at your designated period. So in busy shipping lanes, I typically sleep for about 20 minutes. So I'll set my alarm, and I'll set that alarm about a couple of feet from where I sleep, so I can't just turn it off and go back to sleep. I have to get out of bed and then turn it off. And I go into more detail in my Solar Sailor sleep guide on alarms, types of alarms that I use, and why I use them. And it's up to you what you use, but I use a couple of different types of alarms. The other thing to think about is developing a pre-nap routine. So often, we're working quite hard, or we've got things going on, or we're avoiding ships, we're navigating around reefs and dangers, and you need to relax again. You might have had a busy day. So one of the things I do is I'll get into my bunk when I want to get back into my sleep routine, and I'll read a book, or I'll listen to relaxing music, or I also do yoga nidra, which is a form of yoga for the mind. And I find this helps to signal to your body it's time to calm down, slow down, and get back into your sleep routine. And it's just setting up a routine for your body and your mind. Now, the other thing to do is when you wake up, is move your body. So after getting out of bed, it's good to wake up and do some light activity. What I do is I make a brew, and then I do some light stretching or sets of stretching and squats and lunges in the cockpit. So that helps me to wake back up and become fully alert. I find, I get up, I make a cup of tea, and that helps me get, fluids back in, because one of the other factors is being dehydrated as a solo sailor. I then get into the cockpit, have a look around, and I'll then do multiple sets of squats or lunges, because it's easy to do those in the cockpit. It doesn't matter whether you're heeled over, you can still do lunges and squats. You can hang on and just do a set of lunges. It's no big deal. So after a couple of sets, I'm generally fully awake. I'm aware of what's going on. I'm awake. I'm alert. And this is if I'm getting up to do something. I want to just wake up, get my body back into it. I don't want to be half awake if I'm going to do a sail change, or if I'm changing course, or I'm trying to work out what several ships are doing. I want to be fully awake, and that helps me. Hot cup of tea, and then I do some exercise to wake myself up. So some additional tips for sleep optimization. Power naps are a vital strategy, but they should be part of a daily routine and an approach to sleep optimization when you're sailing alone. I feel that I often get more sleep when I'm solo than when I'm sailing with crew. And I find that I get better sleep sometimes when I'm solo than when I'm sailing with crew. When I'm sailing with crew, I'm often getting up, dealing with them and their issues. When I'm solo, I set my routine and I follow that routine day and night. Good sleep hygiene is important, and I practice and promote, good sleep hygiene on my boat. It can be challenging, in different environments when the boat's rolling like a pig, the weather's terrible, big waves, they're crashing over the boat. But you set up a routine and you get into that routine, you follow that routine. So I set my schedule, and I start that schedule. So I'm going to sleep at 7 o'clock. I'll start sleeping at 7 o'clock, and I'll set my wake cycles depending on the amount of dangers in the area. So I'm plotting ships on my AIS, and then I'm establishing whether I think there's fishing boats in the area, whether there's reefs, or whether there's course changes that I need to make. I generally avoid heavy meals before going to sleep. I limit caffeine. I don't drink caffeine after lunch, and I don't drink alcohol when I'm sailing. There's plenty of time for a rumbo in port. I use my time at sea to try and eat better, so that when I get into port, I can enjoy a burger and a few rumbos and not feel guilty about, just indulging. I try to optimize my diet when I'm at sea. I focus on nutritious, healthy foods and good fats. I feel that they provide more sustained energy, and they support your sleep quality as well. So I tend to rely a lot on hearty soups and stews. And some of these I make before I leave, and then I freeze them. And all I need to do is pull them out, put them in a pot, let them defrost during the daylight hours. So, for dinner, I can warm up a stew. And in rough seas, I can leave a pot of stew tied to the stove for several days. All I do is I take a cup of food out of that pot into a bowl, and then I add a cup of food back in, some veggies or meat. And that stew can just be sustained over several days if the weather is terrible. And all I have to do is reheat it. So I've been using this strategy for over 20 years. It works quite well. I mean, you need to obviously monitor and not leave it on the stove for days, or if it's hot, needs to go back in the fridge. But if it's quite cool weather, the meals don't go off. You're just reheating them for lunch and dinner. You're getting nutrition, and weather rarely lasts more than about 4 or 5 days, and then it improves again. So it's just a short-term strategy, but your pot's tied to the stove. All you're doing is taking out and adding food. It's I'm not going to get my own cooking show with this cooking strategy. It's pretty t yeah, it's not terrible. It's quite tasty actually in many cases. I put a bit of a chili and lots of different spices that I like, so I make the food tasty. But it's a bit boring, and but boring is good when you're hanging on and you don't want to cook. So the other thing I try to do is I stay hydrated. Dehydrated will disrupt your sleep patterns, and it's also a danger for solo sailors. They don't drink enough, so I set up a routine of drinking enough. I drink plenty of water throughout the day, and I drink plenty of tea. I'm drinking water or tea every 2 hours. I basically make a brew, a cup of tea every 2 hours, and have a cup of tea, and that keeps me hydrated. See, and if I'm drinking water, I tend to add lemon to it or something that makes it a bit more tasty, so I want to drink it. I don't typically like the taste of water that much. Some water tastes good, but water is not that fabulous. So I'm add a bit of lemon to it, something that makes it a bit more palatable. The other thing I also do is I use relaxation techniques. So things like deep breathing, meditation, these can help calm your mind. The one thing I tend to use quite a bit is yoga nidra. It's a form of meditation for the mind. It's very easy to do. You're just listening to a voice or a video tutorial, but it provides really excellent relaxation effects. I started doing this was when I was in Special Forces, and it's taught in Special Forces to allow people to relax deeply, deeply relax in a short period of time in the most challenging environments. So, it's not just skinny chicks in bike pants and some faggy guy with long hair. Even Special Forces soldiers use this technique to relax their mind and find excellent effects. The other key to sailing is to listen to your body. If you're struggling with sleep, you need to get more sleep. You need to force yourself, even if you have to hove to and just wait it out and sleep for a few hours. These are the things you need to do. If you can't go to sleep, also don't worry about that so much. If you're not able to get to sleep, and you're trying but you just can't, get out of bed and find something to do. There's always something to do on a boat. There's always something to fix on a boat, or repair, or polish. When on board, I just go around and polish all the stainless steel. I don't stress the small shit. I just try to enjoy the journey and do the things that I need to do during the day. And I find that if I don't, stress about things too much, I tend to relax and then I can get better sleep. So embrace your power naps, implement sound sleep strategies and practices, prioritize your overall well-being, good food and relaxation techniques. Listen to some chilled music, no thrash. You can conquer the challenges of sleeping as a solo sailor if you follow these strategies. A well-rested sailor is a safe and confident sailor. You're ready to navigate the ocean. You can embrace the unique rewards that we find as solo sailors. It's amazing out there. So that's what I recommend. I'm going to have more information on my website. I'm going to have a downloadable guide to sleep. So there's a lot more to it than just what I've talked about. But these are the basic strategies to get you started. And there's plenty of strategy, or not strategies, there's plenty of studies on power napping and the positive effects it can have. And as a person who's used it for probably over 30 years in different environments, I find it a very, very worthwhile strategy to employ. If you find my content useful, give me a thumbs up or leave a comment. If you'd like more information, let me know. If you would like to read this article, just visit my blog. So I've got a very similar article to what I'm talking about. If you'd like the written form, check out the blog. If you want more information regarding sleep strategies, visit the website and download the guide. I'm adding more information all the time for my people, which is the solo sailing crew. So safe sailing. See you out there.